Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. He forgets Himself in the joy of that conception and teaches all living entities, "You are servants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Purport. The transcendental devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so ecstatic that even the Lord Himself plays the part of a devotee. Forgetting Himself to the Supreme, He personally teaches the whole world how to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Paschat Desha Tarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, very happy to be here at Bhaktivedanta Manor speaking on this Sunday morning. Glories of Advaita Acharya, and this chapter is describing about how Sri Advaita Acharya, as part of the Panchatattva, was instrumental in inviting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to perform his pastimes. Haridas Thakur, born in a Mlecha family, and Advaita Acharya, born in a super excellent Brahmin family. Although there was such diversity in their backgrounds, in their natures, in their particular moods of service, but to invite the Lord on this planet in order to elevate the conditioned souls, they displayed supreme degree of cooperation, and there cannot be no greater diversity as far as the Indian social and cultural context 500 years back is concerned. Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur both come together, and both are praying desperately and fervently that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should appear. And we can find the same theme, that Krishna spent more time with the Pandavas than he did even with the Yadavas. That is because the Pandavas, in spite of their diversity, were able to unite in purpose. So therefore, achievements may attract the attention of the people of this world, but Krishna is more inspired, attracted, and impressed with cooperation more than achievement. And from His perspective, the greatest achievement, if as individual devotees we are able to control and conquer over our false egos and thus agree to work together with other Vaishnavas. And that's the glory of Gaur Leela, that you just see a continuous flow of cooperative devotional service. Just like honey, it flows continuously without a break. That shows the potential of the bliss and joy of devotional service when it is performed without the influence of the false ego. In the Ramayana, Shatrughna, the name comes, Shatrughna, Nitya Shatrughna, Neetaha Preeti Puraskrita. The word Shatrughna comes from the root that one who conquers over his enemy, Shatrughna. But if you see, in the entire Ramayana, Shatrughna was responsible for killing only one demon, Lavanasur. So it is too much of an upadhi to give for somebody who has killed only one demon, that you are Shatrughna, you are the conqueror and destroyer of Shatrus. You know, it is like you refer to some devotee that he is our, you know, he is the embodiment of book distribution. Really, how many he has distributed? One small book in last 20 years. And that too, he didn't get the full donation. So if you say that he is an embodiment of book distribution, then the record doesn't show for it. So when you say Shatrughna, he has only destroyed one demon. Why is he called Shatrughna? Because he has destroyed the Shatru, or the enemy of the false ego. And because he could conquer over his false ego, he could submit himself completely to Bharata. And that is the glory of Shatrughna. The Sri Vaishnavas consider Shatrughna. Why? Because he could actually serve the Bhagavata. Since this particular verse describes about the conception of servant, the Lord plays the part of a devotee. He personally teaches how to render service. So Shatrughna served the Bhagavata. Lakshman served Bhagavan. So therefore they say there are two steps. When you get out of the ocean of material existence, there is the first step of the Supreme Lord. And then you go beyond that step, then there is the step of the Bhagavata. Because to serve Krishna is easier. Because it is very easy to accept somebody as supreme when he is having all the six opulences. And it is very obvious that he is infinite. He is Ananta. But it is extremely difficult to agree to serve someone who appears to be equal. Therefore, to serve a Bhagavata is more difficult than serving Krishna. And all the more so when everyone in Ayodhya is serving Ram and glorifying Ram. In that scenario, Bharat is being served by Shatrughna. So therefore, the Vaishnava Acharyas say that to serve the Vaishnava is safer, because when you fall from the second step by chance, you will always fall on the first step. But if you fall from the first step, you fall into the ocean back. Therefore, serving the Vaishnava is always a safer position, because even if there is some problem, then Krishna will take care. So therefore, in Ramayana, Lakshman's role is considered to be also glorious. And the beauty of Ramayana is both Lakshman and Shatrughna are princes. And Bhagavad Gita says that the Kshatriyas have Ishwar Bhav. Kshatriyas have Ishwar Bhav. They have the Bhav to control and conquer and rule, and they need their own space. They have to have autonomy. They have to have control. So Ramayana is glorious because according to Varnashram, Kshatriyas are supposed to rule. But Ramayana is in its entirety revealing that higher than Varnashram is the conception of being the servant of the servant. That within the context that a prince is serving another prince, which is extremely difficult. Lakshman is himself a prince, very powerful, endowed with all qualities. But he is submitting himself and allowing himself to be a servant of Lord Ram. Shatrughna is also a prince. He is also a Kshatriya. He is agreeing to serve another Kshatriya, Bharat. Therefore, that is the glory of servitude. And so here, we find that Advaita Acharya, although also Mahavishnu, is taking the role of a devotee. Lord Krishna and Radharani combine together and come as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them are giving up their positions of power and control and taking up positions of service to show that this conception is higher. Higher in the sense that it is more pleasing to the heart. So therefore, we have the whole idea that everyone is looking for pleasure. So what actually can give pleasure? That is the theme which I want to discuss today. That everyone is looking for pleasure. Everyone is looking for happiness, joy, right? They're all looking for how we can get some bliss. But where is the answer? The answer is we can only feel joyful and happy if we come in contact with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. And two principles are very important to be happy in life: gratitude and servitude. And when there is an attitude of servitude which is based on gratitude, gratitude for whatever the Lord is giving us, then the doors of happiness open up. Then it's possible. You know, I invited one gentleman to the temple for a festival. And he said, you know, I don't believe in coming to temples. I go to discotheques. And on Marine Drive in Mumbai, there is a famous discotheque, RG's. So he said, I go to RG's. I said, our temple is also RG's, Radha Gopinath's. Come and check it out. And we also have dance, so you can dance there. So he came over. And then he saw the kirtan. And everyone was dancing. And he danced like anything. He was extremely happy. In the middle of the dance, he asked me one question. That in the discotheque, everyone danced together. Here, why men and women dance separate? I said, here only one couple dance together, Radha and Krishna. And we all dance for their pleasure. So after the dance was over, he asked me, so how much I have to pay for this? I said, no, this is free. Said, oh, wow. We came down for prasad. Again, he took out his wallet. How much for this plate? He said, this is also free. He said, are, this is great. When I got to the discotheque, Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman. When I go to the discotheque, I have to pay for dancing. I have to pay for eating everything. And he said in Hindi, ya khana free, gana free, nachna free, everything free. So I would rather come here only. So when we come to a temple, it is a whole new experience that we are submitting ourselves to the Lord and expressing to the Lord that I am your eternal servant. And then the process begins where we are trying to control and conquer over our false ego. And conquest over false ego means becoming more open to the idea of accepting Krishna and the Vaishnava's will over our own opinions and desires. So we have the example from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And recently I saw the reports that, at the Krishna Avanti school, the queen had come and you submitted a painting of the Jharkhand forest. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing through the Jharkhand forest. So I'm going just to take that theme from the Chaitanya Charitamrita to understand the concept of happiness. In that section, if you see, the word sukha comes at least 5 times. Mahaprabhu is discussing in a dialogue with Balabhadra Bhattacharya the concept of sukha, happiness. You know, much talked about word sukha, but all of us are searching for it. So how to attain that? So then this consists of 3 parts. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu attempting to go to Vrindavan through Bengal and then coming back. That is the first part. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passing through Jharkhand forest. Then 3rd is Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan. So the whole pastime is about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plan to go to Vrindavan. So all of us become very attached to our plans. And a lot of our happiness and distress depends on how those plans fructify. And when we do not find the fulfillment of our plans, we feel frustrated. And so we see in this particular section how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reacting. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to leave Jagannath Puri, but the devotees are not allowing him. The devotees are saying, please stay on till Dole Yatra. Mahaprabhu stays till Dole Yatra. Then they say, please stay on till Jagannath Rath Yatra. Then Mahaprabhu says, then they say, okay, now Janmashtami is coming, please stay till Janmashtami. Then now Kartik is coming, now this is coming and that is coming, and the devotees would not just give permission to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the first principle Mahaprabhu is demonstrating, that although he is the Supreme Lord, when he is playing the part of a devotee, the root and the crux of happiness is we have to submit to the will of the Vaishnavas. And he is agreeing to just wait patiently till the devotees permit him. And then finally they give the blessings, and Mahaprabhu about to leave from Puri. And Gadadhar Pandit, he says, I want to come with you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given two instructions to Gadadhar Pandit. First is he should stay in Jagannath Puri and be a Kshetra Sannyasi. That is one of his vows. And second is, there is a very serious service which has been given to Gadadhar Pandit, which is serve Tota Gopinath. And then suddenly out of the blue, Gadadhar Pandit is telling Mahaprabhu, I want to come with you, I want to come with you. So Mahaprabhu is saying, you can't come with me, because a devotee has only two assets. Pratigya seva chhadibe e tumar uddesh. Pratigya and seva. A devotee's asset are his vows which he takes and the service which he has. If pratigya and seva both are gone, what remains? So therefore here Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chastising him. Se siddha hoila chhadi aila duradesh. If you give up your pratigya and your seva, then what is the use? Go back. And Gadadhar Pandit says, wherever you are, that is Jagannath Puri. Wherever your feet are, that is Jagannath Puri. And you are non-different from Tota Gopinath. So I am serving you only. And nobody will find out, because you go this way, I will go this way and then meet you there. So the connection between my departure from Jagannath Puri and your travel will not be found. And Mahaprabhu becomes extremely angry. And he instructs him, you have to stay here. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Prabhu lagi dharma karma chhade bhaktagan, bhakta dharma hani prabhu na hoye sahan. That the devotees were willing to give up their dharma and karma just to be in the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not care so much that how somebody is in my association. Being in my association is not important. Following my will is more important. And therefore, the only adhikar of a servant is to see the smile on the master's face. Not to see his own smile in the mirror. That I was so happy doing this service. It was really pleasurable. But is the master happy? That's the key thing. So therefore, Mahaprabhu tells Gadadhar Pandit, you just cannot come with me, go back. So at a certain point, Mahaprabhu sends Gadadhar Pandit back to Jagannath Puri. Thus demonstrating that complete dedication in one's service and adherence to the vows which we have taken is very important. Prabhupada was in Bhuvaneshwar and he was requesting Gaur Govind Maharaj to complete the Orissa translation, Odia translation of Bhagavatam. So Gaur Govind Maharaj told Prabhupada that, you know, Srila Prabhupada, I have so many managerial responsibilities. How is it possible for me to complete? Prabhupada said, we'll find someone else to do management. And Maharaj said, Gaur Govind Maharaj said, we don't have too many people here. And Prabhupada looked at the distance, he found one devotee from New York. And Prabhupada said, we will make him the manager here. Gaur Govind Maharaj said, but he is leaving for New York tomorrow. Prabhupada said, we will change his plan. Call for him. So one devotee went and told this devotee that, Prabhupada is calling you. Immediately he could understand, something is happening. Sixth sense is very strong. We can sense danger. So he came to Srila Prabhupada, offered obeisances. And Prabhupada smiled at him. He became more fearful. And Prabhupada said, I want you to stay here and manage this place so that Gaur Govind Maharaj can dedicate to translation. And it was like a thunderbolt. So all his plans were changing. He said, Prabhupada, I've already booked my tickets to New York tomorrow. I have to go. And you know, this the weather here in Orissa doesn't suit me. Prabhupada said, only if you stay longer time, it will suit you. But Prabhupada, the food, the water, all these things, I'm not able to adjust, I'm falling sick. Prabhupada said, I'll tell you all the techniques, how to stay healthy in India. Just stay on. Said, Prabhupada, in New York, they have just started a new department exclusively for me. I have to go and take it over. So I have to leave. Prabhupada said, there are more than 50 brahmacharis there. I will organize one of them to take over. And he said, Prabhupada, I can't get along with the GBC here. Prabhupada said, today I have decided I will change the GBC. And he just thought that I am caught. So he had to use his Brahmastra. So he said, Prabhupada, I am so busy morning till night, I am not able to finish my 16 rounds here. Let me go to New York, I can at least chant peacefully. Prabhupada said, if you are busy morning till night, who says you have to chant 16 rounds? Now, don't ask me for that particular quote. Thinking that, wow, I was looking for that one for a long time. So when Prabhupada said that, he then folded his hand and said, okay, what do you want me to do? I already told you, stay here. Stay here and manage this place. So therefore, submission is extremely difficult. But to taste spiritual joy is also not easy. And therefore, there are certain laws which are infallible. And those laws don't depend on our opinions. And it also doesn't depend on the degree of difficulty. And that's how entrance into elite colleges happens. They set the bar, they set the standard. And then people have to come to that level and then pass those exams. Then they are allowed entry into the hallowed precincts of those campuses. So that is mundane education in this world. What to speak of pure devotional service? What to speak of the joy of serving Krishna? It is not going to come easy. A lot of hard work is involved, and that hard work is a lot of internal hard work. And therefore here, Gadadhar Pandit is so close to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu is telling him, no. Bhakta dharma hani prabhu na hoye sahan. Do not act whimsically. Just do what I am saying. So Mahaprabhu is patita pavan. He is mahavadanyay. But he is demonstrating that no, we have to be strict with our service attitude and not be whimsical. Perform consistent devotional service year after year. And now Mahaprabhu comes to Bengal. He is supposed to go to Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu diverts him and he lands up in Bengal, and there he meets Rupa and Sanatan. And then as he is traveling on the way to Kanai Natshala, Sanatan Goswami tells him that it is not good to travel with so many lakhs of people. You should go to Vrindavan alone. That is the advice he gave. Ekaki Yaiba Sange Ekajan. You should not travel with big crowds, you should travel alone. So Mahaprabhu returns back to Jagannath Puri. And after returning back to Jagannath Puri, all the devotees are in bliss that, oh, you returned back from Vrindavan? And Mahaprabhu said, I have not yet gone to Vrindavan. So Krishna, in the mood of Radharani, how eager he must be to visit Vrindavan. And still his plans are not fulfilled. When he comes back, he tells all the devotees, Gadadare chhadigenu iho dukkha paila, seihe tu Vrindavane yaite narila. Because I broke the heart of Gadadhar Pandit and went on my travel, I could not get his blessings. Therefore, I was not allowed entry into Vrindavan. I had to come back. That means, to get the blessings of Vaishnavas is so important. And when we break the heart of Vaishnavas, it can create lots of problems. If you see the section of Prithu Maharaj, Prithu Maharaj is praying to the Lord, "My dear Lord, please give me the power to control and rule over all sections of society except the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas, because I am extremely afraid that I may commit some offense." So therefore, Gadadhar Pandit's heart is broken, Mahaprabhu is saying. And Gadadhar Pandit says that, "My dear Lord, wherever you travel, that is Vrindavan, Taha Yamuna Ganga Sarva Tirthagan, wherever your feet is, that is Ganga, that is Yamuna." Because whenever the Lord travels, his lotus feet are purifying all the places. So Dinbandhu Prabhu was in Vrindavan and he was taking a group of devotees and they were going into the Yamuna for a dip. And as they entered, he asked the question, "What is the difference between Ganga and Yamuna?" And nobody could answer. So then he said, "The difference between Ganga Snan and Yamuna Snan is, Ganga Snan purifies you of all the papa, and Yamuna Snan purifies you of all papa and punya also." Half the people came out. The concept is, pure devotional service is beyond papa and punya. And hence, what is really of essence is how we are able to please the Lord and the Lord's devotees. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing through this verse that I have displeased Gadadhar Pandit, and so the privilege to enter into Vrindavan has been taken away. Then all the devotees convince Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take along with him Balabhadra Bhattacharya. So then Mahaprabhu, you know, with great difficulty accepts the proposal. And along with Balabhadra Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is traveling through the forests of Jharkhand. And as they are traveling, Balabhadra Bhattacharya sees all kinds of forest animals everywhere. The tiger and the elephant. And Mahaprabhu is taking a bath and he splashes some water on the elephant and the elephant starts chanting in ecstasy. So Kaviraj Goswami says, "Jharikande sthavar jangam achayata Krishna naam diya koila premete unmata." All the sthavar and jangam, moving, non-moving beings in Jharikhand, they were chanting the holy names of Krishna as a result of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence. So he says here, "Krishna naam diya koila premete unmata." They were absorbed in ecstasy. Premete unmata. "Yatra naisarga durvaira sahasan nrimrgadaya mitranyashan maviramata." He says, Vrindavan is a place where there is natural friendship amongst all the living beings. Sahasan nrimrgadaya. So elephant, tiger, deer, all of them were cooperating, chanting and dancing in ecstasy. They were embracing each other. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that this is the influence of the Harinama Sankirtan. This is the influence of Harinam, that it can actually dissolve and sublimate the false ego. And we can come together chanting and dancing. And Mahaprabhu, just by his glance, he was transforming everyone. "Tathapi tara darshana shravana prabhave sakala desher loka huila vaishnave." And as he was passing through the forest, he also came through various villages. Sakala vaishnava huila. Everyone became Vaishnav simply by the darshan of the Lord. So the sound vibration in the Lord's divine darshan is sufficient. So Prabhupada says, one may think Mahaprabhu is not present here. How will the transformation happen? The transcendental sound vibration is there. And the darshan of the Lord in his deity form is there. That is sufficient to create the transformation. And therefore Srila Prabhupada took this mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and went to the west. Navadvipe Aishakti Nokoila Prakase Se Shakti Prakasinis Tarila Dakshina Deshe. Mahaprabhu was not successful in inaugurating the Harinam Sankirtan in Navadvip. People were not receptive. Mahaprabhu went to South India. Wherever people are receptive, we can at least try to inaugurate the Harinam Sankirtan movement, because the sound vibration is powerful. There was one gentleman in Brazil. He had a desire to have some tattoos on his arms, and he wanted those tattoos to look very esoteric. So he knew about Sanskrit. So he wanted to write some Sanskrit shlokas on both his hands so that it looks very cool. So he had in his library one Bhagavad Gita which his father had bought long time back. So he took out that Bhagavad Gita, and that was Bhagavad Gita As It Is by Srila Prabhupada. Some book distributor had handed over. And he thought that there are 700 shlokas and I have only two arms, and I can at the most manage to have only two or four shlokas. So let me choose the best ones. And to choose the best ones, he started reading the Gita scrutinizingly so that he can have the best tattoo. So when people ask you to explain about it, as he was reading through the Gita, Krishna tattooed his heart. And his heart transformed. And he actually became an initiated devotee, having Gauranitya deities at his house. So people, when they come in contact with the transcendental sound vibration, there is a transformation. There is a change. And we may take the temple program for granted. That, oh, we have the temple, we have Aarti, we have this, that. I met one country head of Citibank. And he had come to our farm and he was taking a tour. And after that he was speaking to all the brahmacharis and he was saying that, he was telling me, I have traveled all over the world. I have gone to so many ISKCON temples. I can tell you that, you know, ISKCON is more organized than Citibank also. I got shocked. I said, which ISKCON? Where did you go? He said, no. You know, wherever I go, I travel to New York, I've been to the Mangal Aarti 4:30. I go to LA, I've been to the Mangal Aarti at 4:30. I've come here, Bhaktivedanta Manor, 4:30. Because I'm so busy all through the day, the only time I get is the morning Mangal Aarti. And I've noticed one thing. Every temple, dot at 4:30, shank blows. And the pujari blows the shank 3 times. Not 4 times, not 5 times, not 2 times, 3 times. Perfect standard. And when it opens, he starts with Agarbatti, then starts with the Deep. And people are singing the same song everywhere. Even though their language is different, but everywhere the song is the same. What standards you have? Amazing. And I thought, wow, I never thought about that. And he said, I could just check everywhere. I even went to Africa. I had once been to Brazil. I went once to Australia. Everywhere the same standards. So I can tell you that, you know, the way you have organized is something which even Citibank, we should be learning. I said, till how long do you stay in the temple? He said, only till 5 o'clock. I said, the real Leela begins after that. 4:30 to 5 is not difficult to organize. People are still waking up. But if you just look at it, that we may think, oh, ISKCON has this problem, that problem, this problem, that problem. We are not organized here, organized there. But if you look at it, the spiritual program is pretty well organized. The deity worship, the kirtans, the jap, you know, and the way Prabhupada has written his books, the standards are there. And so all we need to do is just follow the process. And here Prabhupada writes in this purport that tathapi tara darshana shravana prabhave, that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may not be personally present, but if you can come and have darshan of his deities and shravana prabhave, you can hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through sound vibration, through Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kaviraj Goswami says, yeba nahi bujhe ke ha shunite shunite se ha ki adbhuta chaitanya charitra krishne upaji be priti janibe rasher riti shunilei bada hoy hit. Someone may say, I cannot understand Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is too much for me, I just can't figure out what's going on, it just goes over my head. He says, no problem, that is expected. Yeba nahi bujhe keha, if you can't understand, shunite shunite seha, keep hearing again and again, somehow or the other. Ki adbhuta chaitanya charitra, Mahaprabhu's pastimes are very adbhut. What will happen by regularly hearing? Krishne upaji be priti janibe rasera riti, you will develop love for Krishna. Janibe rasera riti, you will understand the flavors of devotional service. The rasa tattva will be revealed. Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, prema tattva sar, bhava tattva, rasa tattva, lila tattva are. All the six tattvas will become revealed. Shuni lai bada hoye hit, simply hear this and you will be greatly benefited. Bada hoye hit. So therefore Kaviraj Goswami has given us this beautiful pastimes of Mahaprabhu. He wrote at the age of 95. So therefore there are limits to sense gratification age. There is an upper limit. There is a retirement age for sense gratification. You can't do beyond a certain age sense gratification. There is no upper limit for service. At the age of 95, Kaviraj Goswami is composing this beautiful literature and he's saying that I'm offering this as a gift to the Vaishnav community. Chaitanya lila ratnasara swarupera bhandar teho thuila raghuna tera kanthe taha kichu ye shunilu taha iha vistarilu bhakta gana dilu ei bhete. This Mahaprabhu's pastimes were stored in the heart of Swarup Damodar Goswami. It was transferred to the throat of Raghunath Das Goswami. Teho thuila raghuna tera kanthe. And Raghunath Das Goswami on the bank of Radhakund spoke this Gaur Leela. Taha kichu ye shunilu taha iha vistarilu. I was fortunate to hear those pastimes on the bank of Radhakund from Das Goswami. Bhakta gana dilu ei bhete. Now I am simply offering this katha as a gift to the Vaishnav community. This is just a gift which I am giving. That is the mood in which Kaviraj Goswami has given this beautiful literature, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And if you remember, Srila Prabhupada went through great sacrifices to translate and then print this in a marathon, 2 to 3 months time. You know, so many volumes were printed, which is very famous. So therefore, we just need to get connected with Prabhupada's words, with Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And therefore here he's saying here, sakala deshane loka, hoila Vaishnave. So now in Jharikhand forest, Mahaprabhu and Balabhadra Bhattacharya are alone. So it is described here, nirjharete ushnodake snanatin bar dui sandhya agni tap kashthir apar. Now Kaviraj Goswami says Mahaprabhu is walking through the jungle path. The jungle path is very austere. So, nirjharete ushnodake. But Mahaprabhu, he would just take his bath early morning, afternoon and evening in some waterfalls and rivers. And the water would be very warm. Ushnodake, snanatin bar. And how would he keep himself warm? Dui sandhya agni tap kashthir apar. He would just have some, you know, kashta, wood, bring it together, make a fire and keep himself warm. So now most people think that happiness comes in life by actually creating facilities, by creating the proper infrastructure. By accumulating things, we get happiness. But in the Jharkhand pastime, Mahaprabhu is passing through Jharkhand forest. He is just revealing what is the secret to happiness. There is no proper planned facility. He is just walking through the forest. And he is telling here, Nirantara premaveshe nirjane gaman sukhe anubhavi prabhu kohen vachan. So he says, Mahaprabhu is bubbling with ecstasy. Nirantara premaveshe nirjane gaman. Although he is alone, he just has Balabhadra Bhattacharya. So for us, many times priority in life is that we feel insecure when there is no relationship. We feel insecure in solitude. We feel insecure when there is lack of facility. Mahaprabhu is alone and is in the midst of a forest. Okay, so what is his experience? Sukha anubhavi prabhu kohen vachan. He is experiencing bliss. Sukha anubhavi prabhu. And what Mahaprabhu is saying? Shuna Bhattacharya, ami gela bahudesh, vanapathe dukher kaha nai pailesh. He says, my dear Balabhadra Bhattacharya, although I traveled through so many forest paths, vanapathe dukher kaha nai pailesh, I could not find even a trace of dukkha anywhere. Not even a trace of dukkha I found anywhere. Mahaprabhu is saying. So in the previous verse, he has first used the word sukha anubhavi. Now he is saying that dukher kaha nahi pailesh. No dukha anywhere. Are, there is no facility. There is no infrastructure. There is no, you know, association in that sense. And Mahaprabhu is through the Jharkhand forest, not as per his plan. But still, how is he happy? So Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Kripalu Amai Bahut Kripa Koila Vanapathe Ani Amai Bada Sukhadila. He says that Krishna Kripalu Amai. Krishna is very Kripalu. Krishna is very, very merciful. Bahut Kripa Kaila. He has given me so much of Kripa that he has brought me through this forest path. Vanapathe Ani Amai Bada Sukhadila. He is giving me so much of bliss, so much of joy. Again, the word sukha is coming third time. So now, the question is that Mahaprabhu would have actually enjoyed in the association of devotees if he had traveled from Bengal directly to Vrindavan. That was the more comfortable journey. Bengal to Vrindavan, surrounded by hundreds of devotees who would take care of all his needs. And they would just be with Mahaprabhu. That was, you know, a better option. But he's saying, I'm traveling through Jharkhand alone, with no facility, with no proper, charted path. But it is blissful. So, vanapathe ani amai bada sukha dila. And he says, why I'm experiencing this joy? Sanatane mukhe Krishna amashikaila taha vigna kari vanapathe laiya aila. Who changed my plan? I wanted to travel straight to Vrindavan, but in Bengal, somebody told me, don't go directly to Vrindavan with thousands of devotees. Travel alone. Who's that? Sanatan Goswami. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu submitted to the will of Sanatan Goswami. That means, first he submitted to the will of the Vaishnavas in Jagannath Puri. And then he actually expected Gadadhar Pandit to submit to his will. And then Mahaprabhu himself submitted to the will of Sanatan Goswami. That, oh, Vaishnava is saying, it makes sense. Let me change my plan. He was willing to change his plan as per the will of the Vaishnavas. Flexible. So therefore, Sanatan Mukhe Krishna Ama Shikhaila. Krishna has taught me through Sanatan Goswami. That's how he's accepting it. That Krishna was speaking through the Vaishnava. Taha Vigna Kuri Vanapathe Laya Aila. And he created an obstacle in that plan. And Vanapathe Laya Aila. Now I am on this forest path. I am on this more difficult forest path. Therefore, the beautiful lesson which is revealed here is that happiness or distress is not dependent on how easy or difficult the path is. But it is an internal experience of satisfaction and joy when we submit to the will of the devotees. When we gratefully accept the Lord's plan. When we allow the Lord to intervene and change our plans. And there is grateful, submissive acceptance of the Lord's plan. That is the basis for real joy and happiness. So therefore, you know, this is a very, very beautiful description which comes here. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is changing his entire strategy based on this experience. So I had one devotee who was having his business, and he started chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And as he was chanting, he got a, you know, feeling from within. He heard a sound which said that, you know, you don't try to trade in the stock market, you are doing some gambling here in this particular area. So he went to his father and said, Dad, let's sell off our stocks. This particular companies we should sell off. I said, what's your problem? Any problem? Who told you this? Who gave you this advice? Said, I was chanting and I heard a sound. Father said, stop chanting. Who told you to chant? So he says, no, I'm convinced the Lord is revealing something. I'm going to speak to the consultant, our investment consultant. So he went to the investment consultant, HSBC, and he said to that guy, you know, we have to sell our stocks. Said, I don't see any indication. The markets are doing fine. What's your problem? Said, no. I'm convinced we must sell it. It is my money. Sell all this. So he said, well, if you're insisting, I'll do that. But I think it doesn't make sense. Who gave you the advice, by the way? Well, I was chanting Hare Krishna. So he couldn't figure out what's going on. So he just did what was said to him. He sold off. After 1 week, Lehman Brothers collapsed. There was a whole economic problem all over the world. This family saved 10 crore rupees because they sold. They saved 10 crore rupees. The father came to the son and said, Beta, chant more. Wonderful. The investment consultant called him and said, which mantra do you chant? Can you share that with me? And he actually started chanting, and now he's chanting 16 rounds every day. And he actually left HSBC also. And he's doing some PhD or something. And he's very much part of the association. And we find that so many devotees have this experience that when we go through a bad experience, we try to change our situation. You know, leave one place, go to another place, then go to another place. So Bhagavatam says, Shrutam cha drishtavat dushtam spardha asuya atyave. And whatever experience you have gone through one place, you go to another place, it is not going to change. We have to have the attitude to accept gratefully the Lord's plan. And that grateful acceptance of the Lord's plan will open the doors for happiness and joy. Like one of my friends, he was fed up in Mumbai. Why he was fed up? Because it was so crowded. The buses were crowded, trains were crowded, everything was crowded. You know, all of you have experienced crowded trains and crowded buses in Mumbai. And then he came here to London. The buses were empty. He was in bliss. So he saw one, you know, in the bus he saw a camera. So he asked, what is that camera? And the driver told him, oh, if somebody mugs you at night, because the buses are empty. So then the police will find out who actually hit you. So that, you know, he'll be taken care. Said, well, that means people get beaten up in the buses because it's empty. Don't worry, nothing will happen. He immediately jumped off. You know, so he thought, if he comes here, the problem will be less. But the nature of problem different. And if you put camera in India in any of the buses, that will get stolen first. So every place will have its own flavor. So here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his plan. His plan was changed by the intervention of Sanatana Goswami. And Mahaprabhu accepted that new plan. And so the entire pastime of Jharkhand forest, what you see is the tigers and the deers and the snakes and the elephants dancing. But what you don't see is that behind that scene was the will of Sanatana Goswami. And behind that was acceptance by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of that will. And so he passes through this forest. And Mahaprabhu says, Kripara samudra dine hine daya moy, Krishna kripa vina kona sukha nahi hoy. So Mahaprabhu again concludes, Kripara samudra, Lord Krishna is the ocean of kripa. Dina hine daya moy, and he is dina hine daya moy, very merciful to the fallen. Krishna kripa vina kona sukha nahi hoy. There is only one secret for happiness, if we are able to access Krishna Kripa. When Krishna is pleased, we can be pleased. When is Krishna pleased? When the Vaishnava is pleased. When is Vaishnava pleased? When we submit to the will of the Vaishnavas. So therefore, that opens the door of joy. He says here, Krishna Kripa vina ko na sukha nahi hoy. Without Krishna Kripa, there is no Sukha. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu travels through Jharkhand forest, gratefully accepting the Lord's plan, and then reaches Vrindavan. So the story doesn't end there. In Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu is flooded with so many requests. There are so many invitations to Mahaprabhu from the people. Come to our house for lunch. Come to our house for prasadam. And everyone is coming and having darshan. And the person most affected is not Mahaprabhu. It is Balabhadra Bhattacharya. So this is a very interesting point. That one may think that close association of great Vaishnavas and the Lord should put us in ecstasy. That is an assumption. That the closer you are to Sachidananda Vigraha. Who is Sachidananda Vigraha? Mahaprabhu. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya was right next to Sachid Ananda. He was touching Sachid Ananda. He was massaging Ananda. So in that case, he should be in ecstasy. If you are constantly in touch with Ananda, you should be in Ananda. But here, Balabhadra Bhattacharya is talking to Sanodiya Brahman. That I am fed up serving. People are just troubling me like anything. Tell me what I should do. He says, directly go and tell Mahaprabhu. It's okay. You can always reveal. You don't have any other counselor or a mentor. Mahaprabhu is the only way. Go directly to him. So he comes to Mahaprabhu and he says to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly. Just imagine how embarrassing it is. He has to tell him that, you know, I'm miserable in your service. And he says, Sohitena pari ami loker gadabadi nimantrana lagi loka kare huda hudi. So he tells Mahaprabhu that Sahitena pari, I cannot tolerate anymore. This is in Vrindavan with Radha Krishna Nayanya. And Balabhadra Bhattacharya is saying, Sahitena pari ami loker gadabadi. I am not able to tolerate all these crowds which are coming. And nimantrana lagi loka kare huda hudi. And they are all competing and fighting with each other to invite you. And they are catching my neck. That send Mahaprabhu to our house. Send Mahaprabhu. If I am not able to fulfill that, they are getting on my case. They feel I am responsible. So therefore, early morning the crowd comes. Pratah kale aise lok tumare na paaye. Tumare na paaye lok more matha khaye. Early in the morning, the crowds come and start asking, where is Mahaprabhu? Where is Mahaprabhu? Is he coming to our house? Is he coming? And they can't find you because you are in ecstasy in some forest or you are swimming in the Yamuna. You are not to be found. They catch me. Tumare na paaye lok mora matha khaye. They are just eating my head. I don't know what to do. Therefore, my dear Lord, udvigna hoila prana sohite na pari. Prabhu ye agya kore shei sire dhari. He is telling Mahaprabhu, the Satchidananda Vigraha Lord, he is telling, udvigna hoila pran. My mind is in total anxiety. Just imagine, we are telling people, come to the Lord, you will be in ecstasy. And he is saying, I am in total anxiety. Sahitena prani, I cannot tolerate anymore. And therefore, Prabhur ye agya hoy, but whatever you order me, say Shiridhari, I will do that. After all, you are the Lord. But I am miserable. I am in anxiety. I can't tolerate anymore. Now you tell me. So Mahaprabhu says, what is your suggestion? He says, Prayag is very good. At least you will not be in so much of ecstasy there. And people will not bewilder us so much. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya came to assist Mahaprabhu. His number was nowhere in the picture for this Vrindavan trip. All the Vaishnavas got together and pushed Mahaprabhu to accept this Balabhadra Bhattacharya. And Mahaprabhu is increasing his ecstasy moment by moment in Vrindavan. At that point, Balabhadra Bhattacharya is coming and putting brakes on Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy and saying, I am in total misery. So Mahaprabhu didn't pat him on the back and say, but I am in ecstasy. See my ecstasy and take some hope. Enjoy yourself. No, he showed empathy. Yadyapi vrindavana tyage nahi prabhurman bhakta ichha purite kore madhur vachan. Yadyapi vrindavana tyage nahi prabhurman. Mahaprabhu did not have any desire to leave Vrindavan. But the whole idea is joy comes not by doing what I want to do. यद्यपि वृंदावन त्यागे नहीं प्रभुर मन, जो मेरा मन कहे वो करके सुख नहीं मिलेगा. नहीं प्रभुर मन, महाप्रभु वॉज इन एक्सटेसी, बट ही वॉज सेइंग दैट ओ भक्त इच्छा पूरिते, बट माई डिवोटी ही इज इन मिजरी, ही वॉन्ट्स टू लीव वृंदावन. महाप्रभु स्पीक्स वेरी स्वीटली. एंड महाप्रभु टेल्स बलभद्र, ही डिडंट सिट डाउन, ही डिडंट मेक बलभद्र भट्टाचार्य सिट डाउन, सेड हे व्हाट इज दिस, you are not chanting properly. You have some issues. You are having some, you know, difficulties. What's going on? Huh? Just see my example. Sit near me. Dance with me. Come on, man. Do something. Vrindavan is ecstasy. What's your problem? He says, Tumi amai ani dekhaila Vrindavan. Eirina ami nahi korite shodhan. He says to Balabhadra Bhattacharya, you have brought me to Vrindavan, O Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Mahaprabhu is saying, Tumi amai ani, you brought me to Vrindavan, dekhaila Vrindavan, you have showed me Vrindavan. Ei rina ami nariba karite shodhan, I cannot repay this debt to you. Mahaprabhu is telling. So that is again so much of gratitude. We should not take anything for granted. We should remember, and one of the aspects of Kali Yuga is low memory. And one of the five aspects of intelligence is memory. Kritagya, memory means remembering what someone has done for us good. And one of the biggest problems with Kali Yuga is because memory is short, we don't remember information. We forget information, we forget facts and figures, we forget events, things, and we also forget the people who have done good for us. That is a big handicap of Kali Yuga. And therefore Mahaprabhu is saying, Ei rina ami nariba korite shodhan, O Balabhadra Bhattacharya, you brought me to Vrindavan. You have showed me Vrindavan. I am so grateful to you. The gratitude. Ye tumara ichha ami seito kariba, yaha laya yaya tumi tahai yaiba. that whatever is your desire, your will, Vaishnav's will, I will follow. Yaha laiya yaha tumi seito gariba. Wherever you take me, I will go with you. So although yadyapi Vrindavan tyage nahi prabhurman, Mahaprabhu did not want to leave Vrindavan. Personally he was in ecstasy, but more important for Mahaprabhu was the misery of his devotee. And he was willing to sacrifice his own ecstasy, which he was experiencing in Vrindavan, to leave Vrindavan and go. Because real Vrindavan is to see how the Vaishnavas are happy. So therefore, Mahaprabhu was not just being unilateral with Gadadhar Pandit. He himself also submitted to the will of other devotees. And therefore Gaur Lila is so sweet, because all the devotees, whether the Lord and the devotees, they are submitting to each other's will as per time, place and circumstance in a mood of submissiveness, gratitude. And when there is this grateful acceptance of the devotee's will, then we can actually experience service attitude. So then when there is gratitude and service attitude, then one can experience the joy and happiness. So this is a very beautiful section from the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, leaving from Jagannath Puri, going to Bengal. His plan is changed. He come back to Jagannath Puri again, travel through another path through Jharkhand, comes to Vrindavan, which is his heart's longing for a long time. But he leaves Vrindavan, again comes back to Prayag because his servant is not happy. So the repeated theme is the Lord is willing to change his plan as per the will of the devotees. And if we can take that theme in our life, which is extremely difficult, but as I said, access to spiritual joy is also not easy. And nowhere Krishna has said that you will get it without working hard for it. We were in our South India Yatra, the assistant commissioner of police came. It's so difficult to organize a big Yatra of 4,000-5,000 people. So we were 5,000 people in South India Yatra. And the police van came. The devotees were still on the way. And the commissioner got out and said, "Hey, how come you brought all these buses without my permission?" Because the rule is if you go for taking permission, you will never get it. So you just bring. So well, he came right to the place where we had set up the prasadam counter. I said, "I'll answer your question later. Take prasad. Don't try to bribe me or anything. I won't answer." So, no, we are just giving you prasadam. This is our normal thing. So we gave the prasad to him, and then he was asking, "Nobody came and took my permission. This is not good. ISKCON, what is this? How you are doing?" And then he started eating. As he started eating, he quieted down. And then I was explaining about, which are the places we wanted to visit and what our plans are. And then he finished the plate and said, "Okay, one more plate." I brought one more plate and gave it to him. He finished that also. And then he was so inspired, he went and took a full tour of the kitchen and everything. Saw all the things. And then he said, "Well, I don't mind, but you should at least inform that you are going to do something like this. But I'm okay. It's okay. Continue what you're doing." So when we are in the association of devotees, and when we are trying to organize something, do something, everything is very difficult. It's not so simple. It's not so easy. But Krishna is also there to intervene at every stage and help us. Like in our Govinda's restaurant, a gentleman walked in. He saw me talking to somebody in the restaurant. He thought I'm one of the waiters because it's a Hare Krishna restaurant. So he told me, "Hey, dosa leke aa." So I went inside, gave the order for dosa, and I continued talking to this other man. So our regular waiter came and asked, "Sir, order kya hai?" "De diya order already." बोले वेर, अरे वो दैट सैफ्रॉन फेलो. बोले अरे ही इज नॉट वेटर बाबा, ही इज अ प्रीचर ऑफ गीता. बोला गीता, आई एम इंटरेस्टेड इन गीता, आस्क हिम टू स्पीक टू मी हियर. बाय द टाइम दोसा केम एंड आई सैड, ही सैड एज आई एम ईटिंग गीता, एज आई एम ईटिंग दोसा यू स्पीक गीता, सो आई ऑल्सो गेट सम टाइम पास. सो आई स्टार्टेड एक्सप्लेनिंग टू हिम इन ए सेंस दैट यू नो कृष्णा सेज दैट आई एम नॉट इन कंट्रोल, कृष्णा इज इन कंट्रोल. And many times we expect that things will go as per our plan, but it doesn't happen because material nature is all powerful. All our plans get smashed. We feel frustrated. Exactly. I just lost my job. And then I went on speaking. By the time the dosa ended, he said, can I have the mala? Can I have the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to chant? And then he just said that, I have been thinking about all these queries, but in that last 10-15 minutes, as I was eating and hearing, everything made sense to me. So one may think that, okay, what is this prasadam? But the prasadam is an element through which Krishna enters and he transforms the heart. And therefore chanting and the distribution of spiritual literatures and Krishna prasadam. The Krishna prasadam creates facility for us to become more flexible, more grateful, and accept the Lord's plan more easily. So therefore, Prabhupada has given us practically everything in the association of devotees. We just need to intensify the application of the principles of Krishna consciousness. And that's basically the theme of the pastime of Jharkhand, the secret of happiness, gratitude and service attitude. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.